significant increase in the amount of remodeling activity. We thought we'd bring a remodeling contractor into studio to help talk y'all through what your options and plans may be, because a lot of folks just never even know, like, where do I even begin to get started? Well, we've got the folks from TWD Design Build Remodel here in studio, Todd Whitaker, Tom Malafa, and Ron LaBrie. We've got operators standing by to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. Todd, let's talk a little bit about your company. You took the time to come in on the studio, so why don't we talk a little bit about the history of the company and y'all's philosophy of doing business.
Thanks, Rosie. First of all, let me just say it's a pleasure for us and a real honor to be part of the Rosie on the House team. That being said, you know, basically we've been doing some sort of remodeling since 1996. One way or the other, we were getting it done way back then. In the recent three, 4 years, we became the full-fledged remodeling company. General contractor from... We still do the small jobs. We still do the whole doorknob holes on up to blowing walls out and casitas and so on and so forth. But it's been an interesting ride, let me tell you.
Well, you were talking earlier in the show about how you spread your services. I mean, y'all do a lot of things. Y'all do house cleaning. Y'all are an area where a lot of folks leave town for the summer.
Absolutely.
That's another one of y'all services. Talk a little bit about all those things you do.
It is, Rosie. Like I said, it's... as far as our slam dunk, let's say, jobs, the easy jobs, and we love those jobs. Of course, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Every company has its sweet spot, right?
Exactly, like I said, the last couple of years have been, it seems like the more interesting jobs for us are the challenges that you come up with in remodeling. There's so many unknowns in remodeling, and the funnest jobs for us are the ones we all got to put our heads together. And, they even let me do some inputting on some of those jobs, Rosie.
Well, and y'all are about ready to open a showroom.
We are, Rosie. I thank you for letting me speak about that. That's mid-September, I think, is when we're going to have our big shindig. But it's a West Side showroom right in our office there at 91st Avenue and Grand. We're going to have a couple of venues coming up, one being the Rosie Mixer. That's going to be our first deal that we have there. But then probably mid-September, it'll be open to the public, and hopefully it'll really work out. Our customers will be able to pick and choose right at our office instead of sending them other places. And
It greatly enhances the experience for the homeowner when they're not having to hit 10 or 12 different showrooms to finish building out the selections. You know, find the showrooms you work with or recruit their samples and get them all put in one location. I have found the homeowners really, really appreciate that convenience.
Absolutely.
It cuts down the shopping time.
It does.
You know, let's talk just for a minute about, we talked a little about what's driving the phone calls. The new homeowner gets in the house. We have had some folks that have called us, have kind of had some liquidity cash events. The market's been pretty good to a lot of people here in the last year and a half, and they've got a little bit. The equity for homes are beginning to come back, so people's fear factor isn't quite as high as it is. I've said that I think all the economy really needs is for a rip-roaring recovery. I mean, we just need like one tablespoon of confidence added, and we're gonna take off. And all this pin-up demand. I mean, I know people that wanted to do a master bedroom suite in 08, and I mean, they haven't even painted their house. They've done nothing since then, and now they're calling us back, and they're saying, okay, you know, maybe it won't be a 600 square foot master bathroom suite addition. Maybe we'll just blow the bathroom out a little bit here and add some closet space there.
We've seen a lot of that, Rosie.
It's coming back, but it's not coming back in quite the grandeur that it was in 06 or 07, right?
Little bits and pieces.
It's pretty common right now. Let's see if we can jump to the calls, babe, real quick. We've got a couple callers. Y'all can ring us. We are here to answer your questions at 1-888-767-4348. We're not here just to answer your questions about how we can do a job for you. If you've got a job, give us a call. We've got a lot of experts in the studio right now. We can coach you through.
Here's Tony in Phoenix.
Mr. Tony, how are you, my friend?
Yes, how are you guys?
Very good.
I once heard on your show about the water pressure being too high or too low, and I just tested at the house, and it's 90. I think you guys said it has to be 60 or lower.
Yeah, 90's too high, Tony.
Yeah.
That's going to end up prematurely killing all the gaskets in your house and possibly causing other problems.
What should I do to remedy that?
Well, to remedy it, you have to call a plumber. You need to put a pressure regulation valve right there at the entrance, the water manifold where it enters the house.
Okay.
And it's how old is your home?
It's built in 69.
Okay. How do you turn the water off to your house? Is it an old?
It's like a handle.
Good. So it's a ball cock valve.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Because I wouldn't want you to get a plumber there and save an old style valve for sure.
So that has been changed a few years ago when I had to do something, and I changed that to a more updated valve.
Well, get that torque down to about 60. As a matter of fact, there are many plumbing manufacturers that won't even honor the warranty if your pressure is over about 65 PSI. Get her down to 60, pressure regulation valve. Tony, there you go. As you know, you sound familiar with the show and the website, rosieonthehouse.com. We've got several great plumbers there you can find for your neighborhood in Arizona. When we get back, we'll be talking more about what kind of jobs and trends we're seeing in the remodeling world right now. What are people wanting to do, and what can they expect to spend?
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.